We are live. Melbourne Cup Day here on 11:16 SEN. Kevin Hillier, Dr. Turf, Kevin Bartlett, and we have a special guest with us. Oh, I'm the hugest fan.
We have a little bit of Hollywood royalty with us today.
Yes, movie star.
And Rachel Griffiths has joined us this afternoon. Rachel, of course, is behind the movie about Michelle Payne's extraordinary win last year, and she joins us here today on SEN 11:16. Welcome, Rachel.
What a lovely welcome. Right after the cup, to be led into this special of special areas right in front of the mounting yard.
And all you wanted to do was talk Matt Richmond with him.
I did.
Rachel's my favourite actress.
A bit starstruck running into Mr. Bartlett because that name, basically, there was, you know, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and Bartlett when I was growing up.
Don't tell him that.
Sorry.
This is the best guest we've ever had on.
Rachel, before Michelle won last year, of course, it's one of the most extraordinary sporting stories, not just in Australia, but worldwide. What was your knowledge of racing? Any passion?
Very little, very thin. Very thin on the ground.
Okay, so why then did you focus on that story, and did you embrace that story as one that you wanted to tell?
I was a real outsider, which sometimes helps, because then you think, well, if this reached out and grabbed me by the throat, then...
Kevin, we're in the middle of an interview. You want to do selfies?
I've got to get one of you for my brother Sam.
No, you don't.
Anyway, I didn't know Michelle was riding. I didn't know there was any women riding... You know, that day, I think it was quite totally off my radar, and I'm there with my two daughters, and it really wasn't until she took off the helmet and did the big reveal, the national velvet reveal, I call it, and my daughters were just so excited, and they're like, it's a girl, and they just thought it was the best thing ever. And my middle daughter, you know, very competitive against her brother, and to see a girl beat a boy, she just thought it was the best thing that's ever happened in this town of Melbourne. And, of course, everybody in the room is Googling and getting all the information, and the story just got better and better and better. And to hear her speak and how she responded after the race was also, I think, inspiring to younger girls. And, and then to find out that the Stevie side of the story, and what a wonderful man and character he is, and what an inspiration he is to people with disabilities. And it just, the story just gets better and better. And it's a great family. And now I think there's a win in the family today, isn't there?
The brother-in-law, Michelle, they're
keeping it all to themselves anyway.
To make a Hollywood movie, though, takes a lot of money. Have you got enough backers? Because Dr. Turf might be someone who might be very interested in being involved.
Well, look, we're getting a lot of support, and we're definitely, you know, we've got a great executive producer who's deep and shiny in this wonderful world of racing at the moment. And
where are you at with it, Rachel? Are you in the script? Is it script
development? Our script is just about to be delivered. Okay. Andrew Knight, who wrote Jack Irish.
I worked with Andrew for a long time.
There you go. And Elise McCready. So it's a beautiful script, male and female, yin and yang.
Have you done casting?
No, because we've got to have that script right. And you get one chance to go out to the girls you want to get, and you want them to read the best possible script. So the reason that we're here, because we thought we'd do this next year, is someone said, oh, yeah, you know, and the members will be being pulled down. I was like, what? What do you mean the members will be? And the track's going to be renovated next year. So we got a bit of a jump on it this year, and we're really flying very blind.
So you've been doing plate shots
and pan shots and anything looking up to the member stand that we can build in next year, because if either of these two think they're in it,
they will be wanting to.
We've got a cameo, Doc.
Can you play one of my trainers?
Yes, I can.
I've got just the role for him. You know the bloke that picks up the horse shit in the mouth?
He's got that nailed. I think there is a bit of envy. I think it's jealousy and envy, Kevin.
Doc, I might win an Academy Award.
Maybe on the football field.
Anyway,
not here.
What do you think of the race today? In the history of the Melbourne Cup, every year's a movie? What was this movie about?
No, not this year.
We thought the Sheik might get it, but he didn't.
No, he didn't.
So that wasn't the story.
Lloyd Williams has got about as much money as the Sheik. Got the chocolates today. But no, I don't think there's a movie in today's. We had, of course, Steve Curry playing Ollie.
Yeah.
So who's on the shortlist for Michelle?
I can't say.
Can Michelle act? No, I really can't. Have you screen tested Michelle?
The last thing Michelle will want to do is play herself in this movie. No, look, we're speaking to Michelle, but we're also speaking to all the female jockeys, both present and retired, and getting all their stories. So look, it's Michelle's story, but in many ways, it's bigger than Michelle.
Rachel, about an hour before Michelle rode the Cup winner last year, she was standing where I am standing right now, speaking to the three of us.
Yeah, now, so that's actually a scene. That's a scene. We interviewed her.
Can I pitch this or not?
40 minutes before the race.
And were you all thinking, when can we get McAvoy up here?
No. You know what she said? She said, I dreamt that I won last night.
Too.
And then I woke up and thought, nah.
We're not talking this up so as we get a spot
in
the film.
I like that scene.
No, but you get your people to ring my people and we'll see how we go.
Rachel, what I actually said to her in the interview, I said, listen, because you're jumping out from barrier one, I said, and you led in the Mini Valley Cup last week, or tried to lead all the way and just got beaten on the post by the United States. I said, when you jump out of barrier one today, when you go past the post the first time, I'll have someone take a photograph so you can always say you're first past the post in the Melbourne Cup.
Oh.
And so I finished up with egg on my face because she was in front the second time around.
Did she pop that in an envelope with egg on it and send it back to you?
Do you know what her response to that question was?
What?
Who are you?
What are you working on at the moment, apart from obviously the behind-the-scenes stuff of this?
Well, this is a lot of energy getting a movie up, so I'm fairly fully focused on it. I want to make sure it happens.
You've been doing a bit of local drama stuff, though, for television stuff?
I've been doing
stuff.
A bit of local. I did a fabulous American miniseries, which I finished shooting, which will be on early screens next year, which is about the history of the civil rights movement through gay, lesbian, transgender eyes. So it's set in San Francisco, 1978 to 2008. Guy Pearce is starring in that.
Okay.
And I think that'll be a really, really wonderful piece of, you know, heroes in a place that we haven't necessarily found them before.
Is it one of those HBO ones that we'll see here?
It's actually ABC, which is interesting.
Really?
Because
okay.
It's very, very mainstream, and I think that's what's exciting about it, because it's not, you know, just because it's gay, lesbian, it's not in some HBO corner. It is very much, you know, American heroes that achieved extraordinary movement in our understanding of each other and learning to accept, live and celebrate.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, we'll certainly be following the your progress and also of this movie as it develops.
Oh,
and maybe that particular scene, I mean, Kevin and I are probably, I mean, this Kevin's probably replaceable, but we were part of the interview.
It's going to be bigger than Crocodile Dundee.
All right, I've got a selfie right now.
I'm going to get a selfie too.
So it's selfie madness.
Right. Doc, how you going, Doc?
We've been brushed again. I'm sending this to my brother right now. Let's get the Melbourne Cup in the background.
Here we go.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, fair dinkum.
There we go.
We'll get this up on our feed too, so as everyone can see just what a great big crawler that Kevin Bartlett actually is. Now, here's the question.
He's taken his head. He's got no interest in us.
Now he wants to take a photo.
You're going to take one of us, Rachel and I. That's really nice of you, Kev.